Hi, welcome to the Sam Wilding Podcast, where I look behind the scenes at writing books and songs. I hope to look at the whole process, from the creative spark to the final customer reaction. This is really turning into a kind of live diary that explores my opportunities, disasters and dilemmas as a writer and a performer. As the chocolates and the advent calendar disappear and the weather begins to move into a kind of semblance of winter, I get back to more writing and do less in the way of events. I restart my work on the children's adventure called Bare Naked, especially now that I've figured out where the book is finally going to go, and realise I've made some stupid spell mistakes in my first draft. Agents are lined up, and I begin the thankless task of sending sections of script off in the exact way each one dictates, knowing fine well that I can't expect an answer for more than a few months. A big Edinburgh publisher liked Bare Naked, but not enough to eventually say yes. It's a bit too edgy for them, they said. Too much conflict and tension. I wonder. I don't actually think it has any more tension in there than something, say, like Warhorse or The Lion, The Witch and the Wardrobe. But, hey, it's their call. They want something a bit tamer, they said, and that's fine. To be fair, their titles are softer and very Scottish. I also finished off some formatting work for another author. Something I don't enjoy, but nonetheless brings in some welcome income. Fitstars finally featured in the local paper with a really nice article by the Lennox Herald summarising the project's aims and achievements so far. Again, we have more government interest in developing this fitness programme for kids into a proper business venture, with a six-figure sum mentioned in projections. Yeah, I wish. Let's hope. Fingers crossed in that one. I also need to summarise a spin-off idea from my partner in this venture. We tend to have a manic burst of productive brainstorming that results in a deluge of ideas. The job is then to filter, hone and finish some of these before we both helter-skelter into the next session. We are both very similar, expressives that enthuse and produce with ease, but find it the detail part boring. On the strident publishing front, I had a great conversation with the director, Keith Charters, around cover ideas for the new 7-book series. He's hired a couple of artists to produce a themed set of covers that are up to date, yet still relay the fantasy and magical elements of the series. Looking forward to seeing some examples in the early new year. Keith is keen to get mock-ups in place and a good AI, that's an advanced information sheet, ready for his New Year pitches to Waterstones and WH Smiths. I also finalised the 7 titles. Kind of agreed to go with my own name in this release as well. So it will be the James Peck series by Paul Murdoch. We're aiming for a March release for book 1, Talisman, and an October release for book 2, Citadel. There was also some talk of doing 16 Waterstones in 2 days around Easter time. So I can't wait to see the logistics in that one. Sounds exciting, no? I managed to write another bunch of songs, or at least get the basic ideas logged. I use my iPhone recorder for this, and it's really handy. These have been dispatched to Holland, and will sit somewhere in probably Neil's vault until we get a chance to work on them more. Although I want to gig acoustically as Paul Murdoch here in Scotland, any combined efforts with Neil and Holland will go under the banner or brand name of Crooked Tree. Yes, you heard it here first, Crooked Tree. Final recording and mastering of 12 tracks is now underway. I'm also working on a CD cover using an art app called Inspire and Photoshop. I'll see what I can produce along the way. I've been offered a 20-minute set at the Dumbartic Acoustic Night on the 9th of January. So again, I'll have to map out a set that will fit the surroundings and the crowd. This event will be held in St Augustine's Church in Dumbarton and kicks off at 7:30. Tickets are a fiver and all proceeds go to charity. On the Alida publishing front, Alan has pitched Edenseed and myself to every thriller festival out there. And he's actually secured around 4 slots already. As yet, I don't have the exact details. He has really got off the mark on this one this year. And my author of the week slot in the Scottish Sun on Sunday is apparently getting closer too. Such an ungrateful git at times, but never mind. I think I'll finish off with another Christmas poem written yonks ago, back in 2006, for a long, in fact, it's not a long forgotten website. It's still there and still has about 21 of my poems on it. Anyway, it's called poemhunter.com if you want to read any more. Although I'll read it here, in my head I always heard Terry Wogan doing this one over the airways on some imaginary Christmas morning. Dreaming and fantasising, I'm pretty sure, are all part of the package when you write. So here goes. It's called A Christmas Day. Their hearts race on as darkness still entwines the Christmas dawn. The bedclothes fall, and tiny yelps of joy announce the morn. No time to yawn, or stretch or groan. No time to check the clock. The stocking yarn is stretched and teased. We hear a plaintive knock. Oh, look what Santa left last night. They can't believe their eyes, as we, still trying to focus, shrink back from wondrous cries. They bounce upon the covers and make it hard to see the orange flashing digits that say it's 3:30. Get back to bed, for pity's sake. We've only shut our eyes. But threats and accusations can't stifle their surprise. So bleary-eyed, we try to smile, ungracious in defeat. Our wooden hearts soon splinter neath tiny running feet. A small stampede upon the stairs, a rush to reach the tree, where magic lights and small delights are laid for you and me. The tinsel trails and plastic rails adorn the festive sight of shredded paper mountains this Yuletide spangled night. And soon it's time to breakfast on chocolate-covered signs of baby child and mother mild, so far from hearts and minds. True meanings of the morning star, the crib and manger too, are lost beneath the glitter-dusted dreams of me and you. We smile at one another, unable to contain the happiness revealed, unwrapped, exposed in Christ's own name. The cameras flash, a sudden dash, when one more trinket's found amongst the piles of debris that stifle winter's sound. The light is teased from rain clouds that gave up all their snow. Now dreary grey they falter in dreams of long ago, when snowflakes danced upon the cheeks of every lowly child, when shepherds watched their flocks by night, still drifted down the aisles. Words crackle on the airwaves. We are drawn from God's own day to fantasize and visualize our senses led astray. The robin's song, perennial dawn, is smothered by our plight. Escaping hordes switch on and douse the rays of God's own light. Soon the clicking of the keyboard keys is all that we can hear as we prepare the tinfoil-tested tribute of the year. A token jaunt to chapel, a gesture in itself, a moment to reflect upon our decadence and wealth. Then soon it's time for brandies and greeting long-lost friends. Our family ties now realised, will this day never end? Amongst Christmas songs and regal throngs, we stuff ourselves with glee. Then in some karaoke trance, we crumple to our knees. As Christmas night nostalgia still dances in our head, as Eric draws the curtains, as Ernie makes a bed, we smile at one another and laze beside the fire and thank the Lord for Christmas cheer that resurrects desire. Appreciating all we have and all will ever be, the message soon becomes so clear beneath the scented tree. We have each other here and now, so let us always wish that we may have another day as blessed and sweet as this. Well, all there's to say is if you keep tuning in, I'll keep tuning up. So, until next time, bye for now.